number 2 seed, Alton County, take on the Ludi Indians this afternoon here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. This will be the fifth game of the afternoon. We'll review some of the others a little bit later here on the pregame show. Alton Comet basketball tonight brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Alton and Thayer. The Alton Bank, Paintmasters Collision Repair of Alton and Thayer. Alton CarQuest Auto Parts, Alton Gun and Pawn. The Fuel Express at Alton. Simpson's True Value. Hollis Insurance, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis, your agent, and the Corn Fred Rascal on the square in Alton. Comets coming off of a loss last time we saw them. That was last Friday night over at Willow Springs. We'll see how they react after their first loss of the year. And it's to take on the Ludi Indians. Mentioned Alton coming in, the number 2 seed in the tournament. Ludi, the number 15 nod. We'll take a break. We'll be back to catch up on the tournament bracket in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton.
You can count on Simpson True Value for low prices on everyday essentials. Right now, choose a package of Bounty paper towels with 6 big rolls or a 6-pack of Charmin bath tissue mega rolls for just $9.99 each. Bounty cleans the mess with less, and Charmin bath tissue is soft and strong. Stock up on several of these supplies for a low price bargain of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
Back here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Hope you all had a great Christmas. And, of course, here we are, Christmas Holiday Tournament time. The Cabool Holiday Tournament just got underway this morning. First game of the day saw Dora knock off the Koshkonong Blue Jays, who are the number one seed and the number one ranked team in Class 1 basketball in the state, into the quarterfinals tomorrow. They'll play at 3 o'clock. They'll take on Norwood. Norwood, the number 9 seed, upsets number 8 Cabool earlier today, so Norwood will face Dora in the next round. Third game of the day goes to Lesterville. Lesterville, a winner over the Summersville Wildcats. Lesterville moves into the 4:30 game in the quarterfinals tomorrow, while Summersville will drop into the consolation bracket. And the game just over a few moments ago, Licking beats Winona. This was a good game early. As a matter of fact, this game was tied at one point, 30-30, early in the third quarter. Licking goes on to win it. They just wore the Wildcats down. Final 66-39. So Licking advances to the quarterfinals. They will play Lesterville at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Now we're down to the number 2 versus 15 game. It'll be the Alton Comets to take on the Ludi Indians. As I mentioned a while ago, Alton coming off of a loss. And, you know, I just had a brief opportunity to talk to Coach Hollis. And, of course, he never likes to lose. But he said he thought his kids were beginning to feel a little bit of the pressure of being undefeated. And by the same token, they did not like getting beat in the locker room after the ball game on Friday night. So he thinks that his kids learned from that and might see. And of course, it was a night with the Willow Springs Bears, and by all accounts, the Bears played maybe the best basketball they played all season long. So we are getting ready for this one. Ludi, the Indians, and the Alton Comets here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And we are running just a little bit behind. This game originally scheduled as a 4:30 start. And here we are at about Actually, this was regularly a 3 o'clock start. I'm sorry. Here we're at 3:28, so games are running a little bit behind here. We are scheduled to bring you the Thayer Lady Bobcats for the blue and gold. That one is scheduled for 4:30, so we may, depending on how they're running up in Springfield, we may be running a little bit behind getting that one to you. And then later tonight, we'll have the Thayer Bobcats as they take on the Eminence Red Wings in first-round action here at the Cabool Holiday Tournament. That one is scheduled to go at about 6 o'clock. All right, we're going to take a time out. We'll come back and talk about the starting lineup for tonight's game in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like, home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
We're back here at the Cabool High School Gym. Always a lot of fun. You know, basketball has really started, and you know, we have some games sprinkled around in, you know, mid to late December, but it really kind of kicks into high gear when you get to holiday tournament time. When the Cabool tournament rolls around, that's when we really start getting excited, and that's really when the teams start rounding into shape, and you start getting an idea of what teams are going to be like, who's really good, who's legitimately good, and who, you know, has been maybe a pretender up till now. And, you know, who you look to go on and do even bigger and better things as we roll through the season. So that's kind of where we're at in basketball season, and it's an exciting time. Let's check the starting lineup for tonight's game. First up with the Alton Comets, it'll be Drew Clary, the senior, who scored his 1,000th point here just about a week ago. Drew Clary wearing number 30 for the Alton Comets. Also, senior Andy Morrison, senior Eli King, and the big man in the middle, senior Colby Kernodal. And the Comets will start one junior in the starting lineup. That is the team's leading scorer so far this year, Kanan Heck. So Clary, Morrison, King, Heck, and Kernodal for Coach Norm Hollis and his Alton Comets. And we'll have the announcement of the starting lineup here for the Luty Indians in just a moment. Alton will be the home team. They'll be wearing the white trimmed in the blue and the gold. Luty will be the visitors on the scoreboard. They are wearing the black trimmed in the red and white here tonight. Let's take one more break. We'll be back for our tip-off in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton.
I'm back here at the Cabool High School Gym getting ready for our game tonight. I want to say thanks to our boosters helping make the game possible. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, and Harp's Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores in Thayer and Alton. And don't forget, following the ball game, you can go back and listen to it again on our podcast at ecomnewsnetwork.com. The podcast presented by Harp's Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores of Alton and Thayer. Check the starting lineup for the Lutie Indians. It'll be number four, Caden Billingsley, along with number five, Zach Collins. Number 14, Tyler Garrison. Number 15, Mason Jennings. And number 35, Eli Morpeth. And that is Billingsley, Collins, Garrison, Jennings, and Morpeth for the Lutie Indians. They've got good size, and they're very young. They're starting four sophomores here in this game tonight. For the Alton Comets, it's the four seniors and the junior, Clary, Morrison, King, Kernodle, and Kanan Heck. And again, Heck leads this team in scoring in the early part of the season, and he can be explosive. He'll be number 14 to step into the center circle for Lutie, Tyler Garrison. He'll jump it up against the big 6'9" Colby Kernodle for the Alton Comets. And I tell you, this Garrison kid, he's no small kid himself. Garrison, 6'4", tip is up and controlled by the Alton Comets. Drew Clary brought it down in traffic, and the Comets get into the offense right out the bat. Kanan Hex got it on the right side. Lutie playing a little double-team zone defense. Double-teaming the ball. Clary's got it now in the corner. Gets tied up. Gives over to Hex. He'll fire a three. It's up and no good off the rim. Rebound taken by Lutie. Ball poked away, but gathered by the Indians. Here they come. Number 35, Eli Morpeth. I was watching him in the warm-ups. He's a good young player. Morpeth for the Lutie Indians. They'll go to a high post for Collins. Collins jumps, puts up a shot, blocked by Kernodle. Rebound, Morrison. Alton's off on the break. Got it down to Clary on the wing. Swings it across court to Heck. Heck steps into the circle. Back outside, Clary from the left side wing. It's good! Drew Clary hits a three to start the game for the Alton Comets. So that's good news for Alton. Alton here with a 2-2-1 press. Lutie with it in the backcourt. Garrison back there. Gives over to Jennings, his point guard. Jennings comes to the double team. They're getting a hurry now. Finally got it across for Morpeth. Morpeth going down to the baseline. Kicks it back out top. Lutie will run it from the top of the key. Jennings on the left side of the floor. Got it over to Billingsley. Billingsley trying to drive the baseline. The Comets forced him out of bounds. Good play down there by Eli King for the Alton Comets. And to the Comet basketball. Excuse me, Lutie. Dropping back, they'll pick up in zone at midcourt. King and Morrison bring it down the floor for Alton. Morrison crosses the timeline. They're going to try and trap him. He got rid of it to Clary. Clary gets it down to Heck. Heck looking inside. Nobody open there. Trying to dribble drive. Ball poked away by the defense. And we get a held ball called as Eli King gets tied up down on the floor with Morpeth. And the possession belongs to the Lutie Indians. 3-0 Alton, just about a minute and a half gone by here in the first quarter. Glad to have you along on this December 26th afternoon, Thursday afternoon of the Ozarks, opening round of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Lutie breaks the full court pressure and gives the ball to Morpeth, who will hold it out by near midcourt. Gives it up in the big bulldog in the circle here at Cabool High School. Brings over to Morpeth on the left side, bounces one down the corner. They'll lob it inside for Collins. Collins kicks it back out in the corner for Billingsley. Billingsley back to Collins, trying to drive the baseline. He's going to be fouled as he goes down the baseline. Number 24, Eli King, will be called for the foul for the Alton Comets. That'll be his first of the afternoon. And the first foul called here in the ballgame. Lutie inbounds the ball to Billingsley in the corner. He shoots a three, no good. Clary down with the rebound. Long lead pass to Hack, who drives for the layup. Shot it too hard, no good. But he's going to be fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And Tyler Garrison, trying to catch him from behind, tried to time that jump and get that block on the layup. And he got the body into him, knocked him to the ground. And the foul going to be called on Garrison, his first of the afternoon. It'll send Kanan Heck to the free throw line to shoot two for the Alton Comets. Very good free throw shooter. And the first one is good. 4-0 Comets with 6:05 to go here in the first quarter at Kabul. There's this game and three more to be played here tonight. So if you're not doing anything, come on out to the Kabul High School for some holiday basketball. Heck hits the second free throw. And it's 5-0 Alton. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Ludi again trying to get across the timeline against this Comet press. They do with a long baseball pass over to Garrison. He's got it on the left sideline. Gives it up out front to Jennings. Jennings back to Morpeth. Morpeth circles through, gets down into the lane, trying to kick it back outside. And the ball stolen by the Comets. Here they come on the break. All the way down the floor to Clary. Clary backs it back out front to Morrison. Morrison back to Clary in the corner. Trying to get his man in the post. Swings it cross court to Heck. He'll fire up a three, and it's good! Kanan Heck with a three. And the Alton Comets are up early, 8-0, 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Alton leads Ludi, and we get a timeout call by the Indians. We'll be back in a 30 on Ecom Sports.
Upgrade your safety essentials with this bargain of the month from Simpson True Value in Alton. Right now, the TrueGuard 2500 lumen LED flashlight is only $29.99. The TrueGuard flashlight is made of durable aircraft aluminum. It comes with complete 9 AA batteries. It has an easy push, high low off button, and is water resistant too. Get this bargain of the month while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton. Stop by and see them today.
Well, back after the 30-second timeout, coach of the Ludi Indians calling that immediately. His team is down 8-0. 2.5 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. It's Kanan Heck has scored 5 already. Drew Clary's hit a 3. Comets have hit 2 from downtown in the ballgame early. That's a good sign for the Alton Comets because their outside shot, even though they're 7-1, has not really been there. Not with a lot of consistency, but oh, they seem to be tuned in here tonight in what is traditionally a very tough gym to shoot from the perimeter. It's a sunken floor, and the walls are way far away from the basket, and right at the top of the basket is a catwalk that goes around the gym here to the upper level. And tough place to shoot by all accounts. Anybody I've ever talked to that played on this floor, it's a tough place to shoot from the perimeter. And Alton is now 2-for-3 from the three-point line in the first quarter. Good sign for the Comets. Ludi inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Comets still in that 2-2-1 zone press. Garrison back there handles and finally dribbles across the timeline. Gives over to Morpeth. Morpeth will take it out to the top of the key and run it there for Ludi. Takes it to the left side of the floor. They get into motion. There's a long pass down in the corner to Billingsley, and he lost it out of bounds. Billingsley couldn't hang on, and when he tried to save it, his foot was on the sideline. So with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, Ludi turns it over, and Alton's got it back on the offensive side. Ludi again trying that double team. Everybody gets the ball, got two running at him. Here's Clary. He'll take advantage of it, dump it down inside to Kernodle. He lays it up and in off the window. The big man, Kobe Kernodle, with a nice feed from Drew Clary. And the Comets lead it now 10-0. Ludi with it in the backcourt. They feed up to Morpeth. He races up the left sideline, gets it across the half-court line in plenty of time. And now Ludi will begin their offensive set. Feed it to Jennings on the right side. And Jennings kicked it with a dribble. Ooh, we're going to get a foul called on Andy Morrison. Morrison going to be called for the foul. May have hand-checked him. And Ludi will inbound the ball. Second team foul against the Comets here in the first quarter. Ludi to trigger it in. Garrison got it in for Billingsley. He'll hold it out on the wings. Swing it on top of the key now to Jennings. Jennings directing traffic with the left hand while he holds the ball on the right. Now, gives the pass over on the left side to Billingsley. Right back and back to Billingsley again. He penetrates in the lane. Nice dish inside. Basket is no good. Rebound controlled by Kernodle. Well, Garrison missed one. Here's Clary coming the other way. Takes the long pass. Puts up a shot. No good. Eli King skies for the rebound. Count it and a foul. Eli King skied over everybody to bring that ball down. Went back up and in. And he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot for the three-point play. Foul is on number 4. Caden Billingsley, his first. Second team foul on Ludi. Free throw for King is up, no good. Rebound comes off the rim hard. It is run down in the corner by Kanan Heck. Alton Comets now the offensive set. Morrison down to Heck. Driving the baseline. Gets down under the bucket. Kicked it out to Clary in the corner. Clary, a little jump step into the lane. Puts it up in here. Drew Clary, 5 points in the ballgame. 3:49 to go here in the first quarter. Alton up 14-0. Ludi with it. Leads it up the right side. out to Garrison. Garrison then is going to be fouled. Tried to make a jump pass. Comets tried to block it. And it was a couple of Comets there. See who they call the foul on. Number 14. No, they call that on Ludi. Foul on the Ludi Indians on the play. So a loose ball in number 14. Garrison called for a push. Going after the loose ball. Substitutions for Alton. Dalton Sharp checks into the ball game, and Brandon DeWolf is in. Alton working on the offensive end. Drew Clary, a three out of the corner. That one's off the front rim. No good. The rebound taken by Garrison for Ludi. Here come the Indians. More pass. Up the floor. Weaves through traffic. Jump stops in the lane. Little left-hand hook shot. No good. And rebound controlled by Clary for Alton. Thomas will kick it down on the corner for Brandon DeWolf. He fires a three. That one's good. Brandon DeWolf with a three. That is the third three-pointer in the first quarter, and Alton is up 17 to nothing. Comets have looked impressive. Ludi with the ball. Got it down to Garrison. Garrison on the wing to Morpeth. Morpeth looking to penetrate on the dribble drive. Kicks it back outside, and Ludi will reset the offense from the top. Jennings with it. Gives it to Billingsley. Came over to meet him at the top of the key. Now back over to Jennings. Back to Billingsley. Long three-point shot is good. First bucket of the night, a three-pointer from the top of the key for Ludi. And the Comets break the full-court press. DeWolf got behind everybody, and Clary hit him right in stride for the layup. Brandon DeWolf off the bench with 5 points. Oh, still that little token pressure now. Ludi gets it across the timeline, down to 2 minutes and change to go. Here in the first quarter, it's 19-3. Alton with a big lead over the Ludi Indians. Ludi with it. A long shot here by Morpeth. It's good. He hit that one from 25 feet. Morpeth with a three-pointer. So Ludi back to within 13 here. It's a barrage of three-pointers. Now Alton kicks it down in the corner for Clary. Fakes the three, drives into the lane, trying to bounce it across in the corner to DeWolf. And he stepped out of bounds. Landon trying to save it from going out of bounds, stepped on the boundary. Four substitutions here. Clary goes out. And Andy Morrison out. Jed Montgomery and Caden Kinder. Kaysen Kinder check into the ballgame for the Comets. So Alton with only one starter on the floor right now. That would be Eli. And there's a steal by Kinder on the inbound. Couldn't hit the shot. Follows it back up. No good. Ash with a rebound. He couldn't score, but he gets fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Alton Comets. Well, the Comets with a steal. Fouls on number 35, Eli Morpeth. That'll be his first of the night. And already four team fouls on the Ludi Indians. Comets getting ready to make another substitution. I said Ash on that rebound. It was Dalton Sharp on the rebound. Now Ash will check into the ballgame. And Eli King will check out. Well, the Comets with all subs in the ballgame right now. Although Colby Cronodal is going to check back in here if Dalton Sharp hits his free throw. First one was no good. Still 19-6. Alton with a lead. And second free throw is no good by Dalton Sharp. And it didn't catch the rim. But we've got a lane violation on the Ludi Indians. Morpeth, number 35, too early into the lane, so Dalton Sharp will shoot one. But first, we're going to take a timeout. Ludi Indians take a timeout, trailing 19-6 with a minute 39 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080, paintmasterscollisionrepair.com.
19-6, the Alton Comets after the early lead here. It was 17, making 19-0. Ludi's hit a couple of three-pointers here. They just, and their offense just decided we're just going to fire it up from way downtown. And so they scored their 6 points here in the first quarter on a pair of three. Second free throw for Dalton Sharp is up. Left it off the front of the rim, no good. Kinder down the rebound, couldn't follow it in. And Ludi clears the boards after the miss. So Kinder missed a couple from point-blank range here tonight. A young Alton Comet. trying to get his feet wet and playing some varsity this year after missing most of last year with injury. Here goes Ludi with it. Morpeth drives into the lane, throws one up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound Alton. Comets on the break. Jed Montgomery pushes up the floor. Got it down to DeWolf in the corner for three more. No, that one's off the rim. And the rebound control by Ludi. Number five, Zach Collins got it. Collins will bring it. Get it down to Jennings. Jennings going down through the lane. An offensive foul going to be called on Mason Jennings. And the Comets got back there. Standing their ground, I think it was Dalton Sharp who drew the charge. And he's going to come out now. Colby Cernoda will check into the game. So the Comets get even bigger. Sharp gives way to number 44, Colby Cernoda. Just had a birthday the other day. Belated happy birthday to Colby. Alton with a basketball. Brandon DeWolf in the corner. Feeds out to Kinder. Kinder with a three-point shot. That one's off the rim. Rebound Cernoda on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Montgomery. Over to DeWolf. He'll lob it down to Cernoda. Backs his way down under the bucket. Shoots no good. And a foul on Colby Cernoda on the rebound. No, they called it on number 11, Ben Ash. Ash going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first of the game. And Alton again, a little bit of full court pressure here. Ludi looking inbound. They got into Morpeth. Morpeth in the backcourt. On the dribble. Working against DeWolf. Gives it up over to Jennings now. Jennings back to Garrison. Garrison bounces it up the floor to Morpeth. He sets up another 28-footer. That one is no good. The rebound is off the hands of the Alton Comets out of bounds. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's all Alton so far. 19-6. First substitution of the night for Ludi, number 11. Andrew Alt will check into the ballgame. Zach Collins will sit down. And Ludi will inbound it. They stack him up four across on the left side of the lane. Inbound play comes in, now going outside. The pass is deflected by DeWolf and out of bounds. It'll be Ludi Indian ball. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. They get into Jennings. Jennings hands off, now gets it right back. Looking to penetrate into the lane, pulls up with a floater. Blocked by Cernoda. Cernoda, long lead pass up the floor to Brandon DeWolf. He tried to save it from out of bounds, and the ball is taken by the Ludi Indian. Nice play both ways. By DeWolf to save it, and by Ludi to make the catch. Here's a long shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first quarter. 19-6. Alton Comets lead the Ludi Indians here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll be back in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most? See Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
I'll say thanks to our Alton Comet boosters, including Hart's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Alton Comets with a lead here after one quarter play, 19-6. Comets will open the second quarter with the ball. And the starters back on the floor for Coach Norm Hollis and the Alton Comets. Comets bring the ball up the floor, got the heck. Heck over to Drew Clary. Out of the left corner, three-point shot is no good. Cernoda down the rebound, looking for the outlet. Got it out to Andy Morrison. Andy fakes the three, now bounces it down to Clary. He drives down the baseline, his shot blocked. Drew's going to the line. Shot blocked by number 14, that is Garrison. And Garrison picks up his third foul of the first half for the Ludi Indians. Trying to block the shot of Drew Clary. Senior, four-year starter for Alton High School. And first free throw for Droopy is good. 6 points now for Droopy. And the Comet lead is 20-6. Now number five checking back in the game for Ludi. That is Zach Collins, number 14. Tyler Garrison will sit down with those three fouls. He's probably sitting until the second half. Ludi going to have to go the rest of the first half without one of their starters. And Clary hits the free throw. He's got seven. Ludi will inbound, and again, Alton with that 2-2-1 press. Ludi having a little trouble on the inbound. Got it to Morpeth. Morpeth in the back court. Leans it up. And across the timeline, got it to Billingsley. He has it poked away, picked up by Kanan Heck. Heck off to the races, driving all the way to the bucket. Haynes in the air and scores. Kanan Heck now with seven. Heck and Clary each with seven in the first half, and Alton leads it now 23-6. Ludi's hit two shots, both of them three-pointers. They've got the ball now on the offensive end. They managed to get in the lane, but Comet Big, so managed to keep them away from the glass, keep them away from scoring down there. And they dump this one inside. Back outside it goes to Morpeth. Little running one-hander on the baseline. No good. Rebound, Eli King. Here come the Comets. King to Clary. Oh, long lead pass by Droopy is going to go over the head and out of bounds of Kanan Heck over in the far corner. Coach Hollis looks at him, holds his hands up, says, what was that pass for? Not the kind of play you need to make. Up 23-6. Ludi will inbound the ball again against the pressure. Have no trouble. They lob it in. It's taken by Eli King. Eli down the lane, fakes, puts it up in over the front of the rim. It's good. Eli King with 4 points in the game. Alton up now 25-6. Ludi with it again in the backcourt. Morpeth. He's up to Billingsley. He lobs it down to Alt. Alt down in the corner. Gets it into the lane. Shot is up and blocked by Kernodle. Here they give to a cutter in the lane off the rebound by Ludi. Shot is blocked again. Kernodle out to Heck, who lays it up and in off the window. Kanan Heck did a couple of snowbirds here. And Kernodle dominating the paint in this game at 6'9". And here's a steal by Heck. Kanan will drive again for the uncontested layup, and it's good. Kanan Heck with 11. Alton up 29-6. We've still got 6 minutes to go in the first half. Ludi with it. To the top of the key they go for Jennings. Jennings backs it out there. He set the offense. Going left side for Billingsley on the wing. Dumped it to the high post to Morpeth. Turns, shoots a 15-footer. Bounces off the front of the rim. No good. Eli King down the rebound. Comets long lead pass out to Heck again. Dumps it to Kernodle. Spins in the paint, puts up the shot, and it's good. Kernodle with his second bucket of the night. Comets are rolling here against the Ludi Indians at the Kabul Holiday Tournament. 31-6 is our score. Ludi has not scored the first 2.5 minutes of this second quarter. Here's a shot up and inside. Oh, a little reverse layup is good for Andrew Alt. He just tried to get away from Kernodle, laid it up, a reverse layup action. Comets back the other way. Here's Heck driving down the baseline. Gets his man off his feet. Couldn't score. Kernodle rebounds. He kicks it out to Clary for three. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound volleyed up and taken by Eli King. He'll put it back up. Too strong off the rim. And the rebound controlled by Ludi. Here come the Indians. Number 15, Jennings trying to go behind the back with a dribble and lost it out of bounds. Boy, you just can't do that. Down by 23 points. In the open floor, trying to dribble behind your back and lost it out of bounds. That's not the kind of play you want to make. Here's Kinder checking into the game for the Alton Comets. And who checked out? Looks like Drew Clary checked out for Alton. So Kinder in there. They'll set him up down in the left corner where he likes to shoot that ball, that corner three. He's got it. No, ordered a bad pass by Morrison, stolen by Ludi. It's a 2-on-1, and Kinder got back to it. Knocked the pass away, but Ludi maintains possession of the ball. They get outside to Alt. He'll shoot a quick three, and that one's no good. An air ball goes out of bounds. Andrew Alt, quick trigger on the three, didn't catch any iron. Just got the bottom of the net and goes out of bounds. So Alton's got it back with a 31-8 lead, 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Comet swinging right side to Kanan Heck. Double team comes out on him. He'll get the ball down to Kinder in the corner. Sets up that three. That one is off the rim. No good. Kernodle down the rebound. Back up in the end. Colby Kernodle. Now it's 6 points of the game. And here's Ludi, a long shot. Eli King down the rebound. And the Comets are off on the break again. Morrison up the left side. Got it down to Kinder in the corner. Trying to dial in the three. That one is off the rim. Kernodle rebounds it. Spins in traffic. Has the ball poked away. Nice defensive play there by Billingsley. Might have been a foul, but when it's 33-8, you're not going to get many calls. And here's a wraparound pass by Alt for Ludi that is stolen by Kinder. Kinder, long pass down to Eli King on the right wing for Alt. His pass is deflected, now taken by Jennings. Jennings, off to the races, got to beat Kinder, got around him for the layup. Nice play by Mason Jennings, number 15 for Lute. And Lute on a 4-0 run here. Got back to within 23. It's 33-10. Alton with the ball. Kanan Heck out on the wing. Makes the pass. Now dribbles one time. Gives up to Morrison to Eli King. Free throw line. Jumper's good. Eli King's got six. Five Comets have scored at least 5 points in the ballgame. Kanan Heck in double figures with 11. We've still got 3 minutes to go in this first half. Lute, taking their time, bringing it up the floor. The Comets pull off the press. Lute into the half-court game. Got it off to number five, Zach Collins. And he hits one from the free throw line. Here comes Alton the other way. Kanan Heck on the wing. Then a little shed and shoulder fake. Goes to the bucket. Misses the shot. Rebound. Cernodal back up and in. Cernodal with eight. And the Comets rolling again, leading it by 37-12. My math is correct. It's a 25-point lead. DeWolf and Montgomery getting ready to check back in for the Comets. Here's a long shot for Lute on the other end. Alt, again with that quick trigger. It was no good. Rebounded by Eli King. King in the Comets up the floor, dumping it down inside to Cernodal, and he puts it up and in. It's just that easy right there. Lob it into the 6'9" Cernodal. He's got 10 points now in the half. Second Comet in double figures. Here comes Lute with it. They'll dump it down inside to Collins. He gets it back outside. Three-point shot is good. Caden Billingsley, his second three-pointer of the first half. Here's Heck for three on the other end for Alton. That one is no good. Almost stuck between the rim and the backboard. So Kanan, maybe feeling a little bit winded here. He's been out there a lot in this first half, most of the first half. Maybe the only Comet that hasn't left the floor yet. Lute working it around the perimeter of the Comet defense. And got it back down to Billingsley. Billingsley. Well, I'm sorry. Who was that on that shot? Number five, Zach Collins from the free throw line. And down the other end, we're going to get a foul on number five, Zach Collins. As the Comets got the ball down into the paint, that'll be team foul number six. But Kanan Heck was in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line. And here comes Ben Ash back in the ballgame in place of Cernodal. Dalton Sharp is also in place of Eli King. Kanan Heck at the free throw line. He's going to come out. See if he can make these two free throws. Shooting the 1-1, they say. So the first one is up and good. Kanan Heck, 12 points in the first half with a minute 38 to go. It is 40-17. Another free throw on the way for the Alton Comet Jr. It is good. And there's Buzzer to get him out of the ballgame. First time tonight, Kanan's left the floor. And it'll be Brandon DeWolf checking in. DeWolf got 5 points early in the first quarter. He came off the bench, hit a three, and then a nice 2 points play. And Lute coming the other way. Comets pull off the pressure. They're playing a little 2-3 zone here. Lute just working around the perimeter. They'll go to the left elbow to Collins. He turns, goes down through the lane, puts up a shot, no good. The rebound controlled by Dalton Sharp for Alton. Comets have dominated the boards on both ends, as they should. Much bigger than the Lute Indians. Here's Montgomery. Montgomery gets double-teamed, tries to get rid of it. The pass is deflected, picked up by Jennings. He'll drive to the other end for a layup for Lute. Nice play by Jennings and a teammate on the double-team there. Tied up Jed Montgomery. This time Jed dribbles away from it, gives over to Kinder in the corner. Double-team jumps on him. He'll swing it over to DeWolf. DeWolf down the middle of the lane. No-look pass to Dalton Sharp. He misses from point-blank range, and the rebound tipped out by Lute. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. Well, some nights those shots are just harder to hit than others. Dalton's had a couple of those tonight. Normally pretty sure from right there. And tonight, or today, they're just not falling. Here's Kinder with a three for Alton off the wing. That's no good. Ben Ash with a rebound back up at the end. Well, the Comets continue their domination of the boards and lead it now 43-19. And here's a pass for Lute deflected on the far sideline by Brandon DeWolf. Substitution for the Indians. Number 11, Alt, will go to the bench. Number 5, Zach Collins will check back in. I'm sorry, number 4, Caden Billingsley back in. Billingsley takes the inbound in the corner, steps away from the defense, shoots a long three. That's no good. Kinder with a rebound for Alt. Comets now with 29 seconds to go in the half. Have the ball. Leading 43-19. They'll bounce it down to Dalton Sharp, and he has it taken away by Zach Collins. I'm telling you, this Lute bunch is athletic. They're a bunch of sophomores. Kind of remind me of the Alton Comets a couple of years ago. Here's a three-point try for Lute. No good. And rebound to Dalton Sharp. Dalton gets it away from the double team. Feeds up to Brandon DeWolf, trying to lob it down inside. It's knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with 4.8 seconds to go in the first half. Coming up to the half, we'll check all the first half scoring. We'll run down the tournament bracket. If you're scoring along at home, inbound play. Oh, and Jed Montgomery couldn't hit it. Rebound, Dalton Sharp. He couldn't hit, but Ben Ash tips it back up and in for the Alton Comet. Nice play by Ben, and that's the end of the first half of play. Our score, 45-19. Alton Comets lead the Luty Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on Com Sports.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's the circle of chairs around your fire pit, where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. On the square in Alton.
And we're back here at the Cabool High School, the Cabool Holiday Tournament. This is game number 5 on the day, the number 2 15 seed matchup. The Alton Comets coming in, the number 2 seed, and the Luty Indians, the number 15 seed. And it's been all Alton Comets. Alton got out to an early 19-0 lead before Luty hit a couple of threes at the end of the first quarter. It was 19-6 at the quarter break. But Alton then goes out and outscores Luty 26-13 in the second quarter, and they open the big lead here. They lead it by 26 at the half. 45-19 is our score. Comets are led by Kanan Heck. The junior scored 13 in the first half. Colby Cronodal with 10 for the Comets. Then 7 for Drew Clary, 6 for Eli King, 4 for Ben Ash, and 5 for Brandon DeWolf. So the Comets actually was 9 points off their bench tonight. And for the Luty Indians, they're led by Caden Billingsley. He's hit a pair of threes to give him 6. 4 points for Zach Collins, 4 for Mason Jennings, a 3 for Eli Morpeth, and a 2 for Andrew Alt. Alton Comets did hit some free throws in the first half. Kanan Hex hit a pair. Drew Clary hit a pair. Eli King, that's not a free throw. Kanan Heck hit a pair. Actually, he's hit 4. He is 4-for-4 from the line, and Drew Clary 2-for-2. So the Comets perfect, 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the first half of the game. 45-19, Alton with the lead here in the 2-15 matchup, game number 5 of the first day of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Coming up after this one, it's the Gainesville Bulldogs and Plato, the number 7 and number 10 matchup. Then the 3-14 matchup, that'll be the Thayer Bobcats and the Eminence Red Wings. Red Wings, the number 14 seed, Thayer number 3. We'll have that game for you here on K-Country 95 Radio. And the final game of the night, Chadwick will take on Mansfield. Already we know half of the games that will be played tomorrow. We will have those for you in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Here's an awesome gift idea for the tool lover at an amazing price. Right now, the DeWalt 34-piece quarter inch and 3/8 inch drive socket set is just $29.99 at Simpson True Value. Made of chrome vanadium steel, the set has a lockable stacking case, durable transparent lid, and a removable inside tray. Plus, it comes with a full lifetime warranty. Get this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Simpson True Value in Alton.
If your savings aren't earning high rates, isn't it about time they did? At Alton Bank, we have money market deposit accounts that will meet your needs. Right now, we are running special rate for over $250,000 for 2.27 annual percentage yield. This is a variable rate account where the rate can increase as rates rise. Drop by and we can discuss details and requirements. Let us set you up with an account to make your money grow. Alton Bank, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC.
We're going to have Fair Lady Bobcat basketball coming up here in a little while on K-Country 95. The Lady Cats are the number 8 seed in their division in the Pink and White Tournament, and they will play Springfield Central. That game is scheduled for a 4:30 tip, and Ramblin' Rick will be there for the call of the game, and we may actually miss just the first little bit of that one if this one runs long, but it looks like this game may go a long way toward getting this schedule back on schedule. Here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, which was running about 25 minutes behind when this game got started. All right, neither team has come back out to the floor here, as they're still in the locker room at the half. And as I say that, here come the Alton Comets from down at the far end of the floor. And we got about 4 minutes left in the intermission. Take a look at the games that are scheduled for here tomorrow. We already know the first half of the day, starting at, half of the first day tomorrow, or the half of... Well, anyway, half the games will be played tomorrow, we already know. Beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Koshkonong Blue Jays will take on the Kabul Bulldogs. And then at 10:30, Summersville will battle Winona, both those games in the consolation bracket. And over in the quarterfinals, it'll be top-seeded and number one seed Dora. They'll take on Norwood. I want to say undefeated, but the Dora Falcons are not undefeated. Well, they played some really good competition. Dora and Norwood will play at 3 o'clock. Lesterville and Licking will play in the 4:30 contest. And the winner of our game here, Alton and Ludi, will play at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Then there'll be a 7:30 game. So, busy day of basketball here again tomorrow at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, which will continue with the semifinals on Saturday. Championship round is set for Monday. All right, 45-19, our halftime score. Alton with the lead over the Ludi Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our second half in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation, Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
It's the place there's no place else like. Home. It's a circle of chairs around your fire pit where all the do you remembers get passed around like bowls of ice cream. It's bacon and eggs in the skillet, crackling along with the laughter.
At Shelter Insurance, we don't just insure your home, we insure all the memories that live inside it. Ask your agent for details. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
are back here at the Cabool High School to get ready for our second half. You know, one thing to keep in mind, and what I've been impressed with about this Luty Indian basketball team, and you know, they're down 45-19, but they're still playing hard. They're still playing defense. Our coach has got them scrambling on defense. They play a zone, but every time somebody makes a catch, there are two Indians running at them. But the other thing that you got to like about this Luty Indian basketball team, almost all sophomores. Eli Morpeth is the only senior that has played in the game tonight for Luty. Billingsley, Collins, Garrison, and Jennings, all sophomores. So four of their starters are sophomores. And I tell you, they've got some talent. They've got some size. They're 6'3", 6'4", 6'1". So, yeah, might see some good things ahead here for these Luty Indians over in Ozark County. Alton Collins, well, they get the starters back on the floor to start this third quarter, I'm sure. It'll be the four seniors and the junior. Clary, Morrison, King, Kernodal, the seniors, and Heck, the junior. And for Luty, it'll be the four sophomores and the senior. Morpeth out there with Jennings, Garrison, Collins, and Billingsley. It'll be Luty basketball to start the third quarter. It is 45-19. Alton outscoring Luty 19-6 in the first quarter and then 26-13 in the second. Alton will sit back in that 2-3 zone. Luty has done a nice job shooting over the top. They've hit 3 3-pointers tonight. And here Jennings goes to the free throw line trying to hand it off to Collins. He lost the handle but ran it down out around the 3-point arc. Now back to Jennings. Haynes in the air going into the lane. Going to get a hit and will be fouled. And it'll be an inbound play. Foul's going to be on number 44. Yeah, Colby Kernodal will call for the foul. Colby says, me? I didn't think it was him either. That's who they called it on. First foul on Colby. Luty will inbound the ball. They bring it out front for Jennings. Jennings going to the high post. Now down the corner to Garrison. Remember, Garrison's playing with those three fouls. That really hurt Luty in the first half when he got that third foul. It's a long shot by Billingsley off the perimeter. No good. And the rebound controlled by Eli King for Alton. Thomas going on the break. Got up to Droopy. Droopy going to King at the elbow. Puts up the 15-footer, and it's good. Eli King now with 8 points on the line. Comets already with two players in double figures. Now a little bit of backcourt pressure again. Now the Comets are going to trap. Ooh, they deflected the pass, but it's picked up by Luty. Baseline jumper is up by Collins. No good. Rebound comes out long. Andy Morrison's got it. Andy going all the way to the basket. Hangs in the air. His shot deflected. And a rebound picked up by Morpeth for Luty. He weaves his way up the floor. Pulls up now on the wing. Has the ball knocked away, but he gets it back at midcourt. Gives to Jennings. Jennings kind of settles things down out there. Morpeth, the senior, goes around to the left side. They give the ball off to Garrison. Free throw line jumpers, no good. And a rebound controlled by Eli King. Long outlet to Kanan Heck. Kanan cross court to Clary on the left side wing. Back out on top to Morrison, around to Heck in the corner. Fakes the three, now drives off a screen, shoots and scores off the window. Kanan Heck with 15. And that makes it a 30-point Comet lead, 49-19. Luty got up across the timeline. It was a travel, no call. Shot is up by Jennings, blocked by Kernodal for Alton. And here come the Comets on the break. Clary up to Heck in the corner. Back to Clary, trailing the play for three. That one's home. Drew Clary, his second, made three-pointer of the night. And he's in double figures with 10. Couple of trays for Drew. Droopy keeps adding to that 1,000-point total that he's got in his career. Here comes Luty with it. Out on top is Morpeth. Morpeth kind of weave his way through traffic. Picks up the ball. Puts the shot up. Count it and a foul. Morpeth weaving his way into the lane. He got bumped on the shot. Foul's going to be on Colby Kernodal. Morpeth will get the bucket. He's got 5 points now. We'll go to the line, shoot for the three-point play. And Kernodal will check out with those two fouls. Also, Andy Morrison is out. Dalton Sharp and Jed Montgomery check in for the Alton Comets. And shooting for the three-point play is Eli Morpeth, senior from Luty. It's up and no good. Rebound to Eli King for the Comets. Eli's got to be getting close to double digits in rebounds. He's been all over the boards tonight. Alton with it, swinging across court to Kanan Heck. His long shot, no good. Rebounded on the baseline by Dalton Sharp. His pass is stolen, and here come the Luty Indians. Morpeth takes up the right side of the floor. Now a little crossover dribble in the lane, throws up a floater, no good, and a rebound controlled by Drew Clary. Clary, long lead pass up to Kanan Heck. Heck slides into the lane, puts the shot up, a lot of contact, no foul call. And Luty, bringing it the other way, down by 31 points. They need a bucket. Got it to Jennings. Jennings drives through the double team, going into the lane. We're going to get a push on the Alton Comets. Foul will be on number five, Kanan Heck. First foul of the night on Kanan. He'll check out of the game. Brandon DeWolf will check in for Alton. None, or are they going to call it? No, it's a non-shooting foul. Ludi will inbound the ball. Got it in the corner for Collins. Collins back out to Morpeth. Turns looking for an outlet and gives it to Billingsley. Billingsley back to Morpeth. Holds it away from the defense. Now penetrates into the lane. Lost the handle. Gets it back. Rolls it out to a teammate. Gives it over to Billingsley. Billingsley into the lane. His shot is no good. Rebound, Eli King again. Come the comments on the break. Drew Clary trying to bounce it down inside. Ball is deflected. Picked up by Dalton Sharp. He goes back up. No good. But a foul is going to be whistled on Ludi, and Dalton Sharp will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Number 35, Eli Morpeth. Call for the foul. That'll be number two on Eli. And the first team foul in the second half on Ludi. 52-21, Alton Comets with a lead, 4:46 to go in the third quarter. First free throw for Dalton Sharp is up and good. First point of the night for Dalton. He is 1-for-3 now from the free throw line. I've said it before, it's a very good free throw shooting team, these Alton Comets. Although Sharp misses that one, so 1-for-4 for Dalton tonight from the free throw line. Alton will throw a little half-court trap here. Morpeth pulls up a dribble at midcourt, but gets rid of it to Collins. Collins gives it to Billingsley, goes right down the middle of the lane. His shot is blocked and out of bounds. Nice play in there by Dalton Sharp. Got a piece of that one. So Alton up by 32 will inbound it, or Ludi will inbound it. Got in the corner to Billingsley. Quick trigger on the three, and it's good. Caden Billingsley with a three-pointer. That is his third three-pointer of the night. Alton down the other way in a hurry. Brandon DeWolf dribbles away from the double team, and he's going to be fouled. It'll be a hold on Jennings in the corner. Number 15 for Ludi. Mason Jennings called for the foul, his first. Substitution for Alton. Eli King will... Or who did check out? Anyway, Kason Kinder checks in for the Alton Comets. So Alton now with Eli King, Dalton Sharp, Brandon DeWolf, along with Jed Montgomery, and Kason Kinder on the floor. Here's the inbound play for DeWolf. His three-point shot is no good. Kinder had the rebound, tried to save it from out of bounds, and it's off the hands of a teammate. Picked up by Ludi. Morpeth takes it down the floor. Gives out to Billingsley. Penetrates in the lane. Got it over to Morpeth. He fires one up. No good. And a rebound controlled by Eli King for all. King to Montgomery. Jed quick up the floor. Got the Kinder in the corner. To the elbow to King. His shot off the front of the rim. No good. And a rebound controlled by Ludi. 3:49 to go in the third quarter. It's been all Alton Comets from the outset. They continue to lead it here, 53-24. Morpeth moving off a screen. Underwood gets through it. Leads the ball cross court now, and the ball deflected, stolen by the Comets. Jed Montgomery will drive. Oh, and has the ball knocked away from behind. Montgomery got caught on the drive. Ball was knocked away. No foul call. But Alton will inbound it down under the bucket. And now Eli King will check out of the game, as Ben Ash will check in for the Alton Comets. Ash will trigger it in. Kicked it to Kinder. Oh, and Kinder wanted to step into a shot and had the ball go right through his hands and out of bounds. You could see in his eyes, Kason was going to step into a three for that left wing, and he just took his eye off the ball. 53-24, Alton leads. 3:23 to go in the third quarter. Ludi has scored 5 points in this quarter. Alton has scored 8. Well, the scoring has kind of slowed down considerably. 3 minutes to go in the third. There's a long shot for Ludi. It's good. Billingsley with his fourth three-pointer of the night. I mean, he is quick on the trigger. Here comes Alton down the other way. Got the ball inside to DeWolf. His shot is blocked. He gets knocked to the ground. No foul call. And Ludi came out of there with a loose ball. Here's a high arching shot by Alt over the top of Dalton Sharp. No good. And rebound control by Ben Ash. Got it out to Jed Montgomery. Brings it up the floor. Brings it over to Kinder on the wing. Back out to Montgomery. He'll back it out with 2:40 to go. Back over to Ash. Ash looking in the corner for Montgomery. Couldn't get it to him. Feeds it out top to Kinder. On the right side now to DeWolf. Brandon trying to back down the defender. Couldn't get to the shot. And gives it cross court. And now gets it right back. DeWolf. Quick pass out to Kinder. Top of the key. Down to Montgomery. Banking a three. Brings it back out. Dribble drives. Get up to DeWolf. Cutting through the lane. Two dribbles. Puts it up off the window and in. What a shot by Brandon DeWolf. 7 points now for DeWolf off the Comet bench. And it's back to a 55-27, make it 55-29 lead as Morpeth hits one for Ludi on the other end. Alton now going to back it out a little bit. Minute 54 to go in the third quarter. Comets working the offense around the perimeter. DeWolf working away from the defense. Got it over to Kinder. Kinder thought about taking the three. Gives it back out on top of the key to DeWolf. DeWolf goes to the right side wing. Got it to Montgomery. Cutting through the lane. Fakes. Gets his man off his feet. Puts it back up and in. Jed Montgomery with his first 2 points of the line. And the Comet lead is back to 57-29. With a minute 28 to go in the third, long shot for Ludi, no good. Rebound to Dalton Sharp. Dalton gets it out to Montgomery. Jed bounces over to DeWolf on the wing. DeWolf behind the back in traffic. Kicks it out to Kinder in the corner. Sets his feet for the three. It's too long. And the rebound taken by Garrison for Ludi. He clears everybody out of the lane and gets the ball out to Morpeth. Morpeth throws a long bounce pass cross court. Taken by Billingsley way outside. He misses that one. It had been 4 for 4, but he misses that three-point try. Alton with the rebound. DeWolf takes it up the floor, down into the corner. Out to Montgomery with 50 seconds to go. Over to Kinder. He'll fire another three. Finally, one goes down for Kaysen. Kaysen Kinder, his first made three-pointer. And Alton up now by 31, 60-29, 38 seconds to go in the third. Here's a pass in the lane for Ludi, knocked away by the Comet defense. Ludi gets it back. Alton moves to the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound, Ben Ash. Out to Montgomery, running the floor. Ben or Jed all the way to bucket. Contact, put it up, counted in the foul. Jed Montgomery up the left sideline. Got his second bucket of the third quarter. And he'll go to the line for the three-point play at Alton. Time to add to their 60-29 lead. It'll be 62-29. They count the basket, and Montgomery will go to the line for the three-point play. Foul, by the way, was on number 11, Andrew Alt. Will be his first of the game. Montgomery at the free throw line, misses the free throw. Rebound gets all the way to the floor and picked up by Billingsley for Ludi. Swings the ball up to Alt. Alt got it inside to Collins. Brings it outside. Cross-court pass to number 45, Chambers, who just checked in. He puts one up and in. Deegan Chambers hits one from in the lane. Alton the other way. Montgomery bounces it down inside to Sharp. Counted at the buzzer. Nice play, Jed Montgomery. To Dalton Sharp for the layup. That makes it 64-31. Alton Comets with the lead as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back to the Kabul Holiday Tournament in a minute on Ecom Sports.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the Square in Alton.
Are you in search of a tape measure that's extra tough and durable? Then you need to stop into Simpson True Value in Alton and grab the Stanley 2-pack Fat Max tape measure set. The pack of two 25-foot tape measures is just $19.97, and with two in the pack, there's one for you and one for someone's Christmas stocking. The high-impact case with slip-resistant hold stands up to heavy use, and the forward blade lock makes locking and unlocking easy. Get this bargain of the month now while supplies last at Simpson's True Value in Alton.
And we're back here at the Kabul High School, the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Game number 5 on the day, the Alton Comets, the number 2 seed. Have this one well at hand. They lead it 64-31 over the Ludi Indians. It'll be Alton Comet basketball to open the fourth quarter. And as is always, well, just about always the case, Norm Hollis has most of his starters back out on the floor at the start of a quarter. Andy Morrison, Drew Clary, Kanan Heck, and Colby Kernodle are out there, along with Ben Ash, number 11. So Eli King not on the floor, the only starter not on the floor right now. Alton with it off the inbound. They get it to Ash at the free throw line. Dribbles right down the middle of the lane, lays it up and in. Nice play. Ben Ash now with 6 points in the first or in the ball game. Comets are filling up the score sheet all the way up and down the lineup. Here's Ludi with it. They work it down inside to Garrison. His shot is up, no good. Ashford with the rebound for Alton. Comets with the basketball and the lead. Drew Clary out on the left wing. Long cross-court pass goes to Kanan Heck. Back out on top. Now to Ash at the free throw line. Down to Clary in the corner. Steps into a three, and it's good! Drew Clary with his third three-pointer. He's got 13 on the line. And Alton leads it now 69-31. Lutie working it into the paint. Shot is up, partially blocked. Billingsley trying to get in there. Had his shot knocked away. And the Alton Comets have got the ball back. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. 69-31. 5-0 run for Alton here to open the fourth quarter. Kanan Heck with the ball. Gets on the right side. Now down inside to Colby Kernodal. The big 6'9 senior turns, shoots, and scores. Kernodal with 12 points in the ballgame. Three Comets in double figures. 71-31. We're under the turbo clock here in the fourth quarter. Let's be a quick one. Don't forget Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball coming up from the Pink and White Tournament in Springfield. Thayer playing the Central Bulldogs in their first-round game. That one will be coming up right as soon as this game is over. We will go to Springfield. Ramblin' Rick will be there for the call of that one. 6 minutes away from the end of this game. Alton with the ball, working around the perimeter now, just working on some clock. There goes Drew Clary into the lane, pulls up the free throw line, kicked it down to Kanan Heck in the corner. He'll fire a three, and that one is good. Kanan Heck hits the three. That gives him 18 points on the night. He leads all scorers. Leads Alton and Lutie in scoring tonight with 18. And the junior's averaging close to 20 a game. He's there very close again tonight. 5:48, clock running. Lutie with the basketball, working on the perimeter. I'll take it to the elbow. Kinder has it knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Alton. Morrison got it down to Heck, and he'll back it out. Would not be surprised to see the Comets call a timeout here to get subs in the game. Looks like DeWolf and Kinder getting ready to check back in for Alton. Kanan Heck with it. Slides toward the bucket. Pulls up with that short jumper. No good. Ben Ash down the rebound. Puts it up in. The toilet ringer goes down for it. Ben Ash with 8 points now in the game. Oh, nice give and go by Lutie on the other end. Nice give and go. And number 14, Garrison, going to get the credit for the basket. His first bucket of the night. That's a beautiful feed. And with the score 76-31, we get an official timeout as both teams making some substitutions here. Number 35, Eli Morpeth, back in the ballgame for Lutie. Alton's got Jed Montgomery, Kaysen Kinder back in, Brandon DeWolf back in, Dalton Sharp, and Ben Ash. Montgomery with it out on top. Under 5 minutes to play in the game. Alton's got this one well in hand. I give over to Kinder. He'll fire a three. That one rattles home. Kaysen Kinder's hit two in a row from downtown. The Alton Comets have been impressive here tonight. Here's Alton down the other end for Lutie with a three. That is no good. The rebound taken by Brandon DeWolf. Long lead pass out to Kinder. He tried to dunk it and miss. And the rebound controlled by Lutie. Alton races up the right sideline. Pulls up for the three-point line. Fires. It's good. No, he had a foot on the line. They call it a two. Alton with a two. His second one of the line. And here's Alton with it. 4 minutes to go. Montgomery dumped it down to Dalton Sharp in the low block. He tried to feed it in the middle, and the ball is taken away by Lutie. Nice play out there by Morpeth. Morpeth takes it all the way down to the wing on the far end, and we're going to get a foul called. And Morpeth will go to the free throw line and shoot two. He's fouled by Kaysen Kinder. Foul on Kinder will be his first of the night, and only the third team foul against the Alton Comets in the second half. Down to 3:40 to play in the game. Now they're bringing some subs in. We got number 10, Austin Coons, checking in the game. Who else checking in? Number 31, Blake Fortner, into the game. Number 45, Deegan Chambers, is back in. So we play down here. Oh, it'll be an inbound play. They're going to call that foul before the shot. Play goes to Morpeth. Morpeth has his shot blocked as he moved down the baseline, and the loose ball picked up by the Alton Comets. They give it out to Montgomery. Montgomery pushes it up to DeWalt on the wing. Down inside to Dalton Sharp. Short jumper up and good. Dalton Sharp with his first field goal of the night. He's got 3 points in the game. And with 3 minutes to go, it is 81-33. An impressive performance tonight by the Alton Comets. Lutie with it. Long shot by Morpeth. Rattles in and out. No good. Lutie has abandoned the offense here. It's whoever's got it's going to shoot it when he gets it up the floor. 81-33. Alton with the basketball. Oh, bad pass by DeWolf. Stolen. by number 45, Deegan Chambers. He'll drive the length of the floor for the easy layup. 4 points for Chambers off the Lutie bench. And Alton with it. There's Brandon DeWolf again on the wing. Dribble drives out to the top of the key. Swings it right side to Montgomery. He'll shoot a three. That one's off the front rim. Rebound, Ash at the free throw line. Down the middle of the lane. Couldn't hit. Ash got his own rebound. Couldn't follow. Now Sharp is up and in. Dalton Sharp got the rebound. Puts it back up and in. 5 points now for Dalton. That makes it 83-35. Alton will send Dalton Sharp to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Dalton is 1-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. Normally a very good free throw shooter, but tonight, and that one rattles in and out, no good. Tough break there. That ball looked like it was going down. Here comes Lutie with it. More pass. All the way down the floor, down the right side of the lane. Throws one up. He'll be fouled on the play. It'll be an inbound play. They're going to call the foul on Jed Montgomery, a push before the shot. Foul on Montgomery will be his first. And going to the free throw, or not going to the free throw line, Lutie will inbound the ball. Morpeth pulls up, top of the key, off the inbound, bounces off the window, no good. Rebound taken by Alton with a minute 22 to play in the game. Comets push it up the floor to DeWolf. DeWolf back out to Montgomery, around the horn to Kinder. Back to Montgomery. Jed got it in the right side to DeWolf in the corner for three. That one rims off and no good. The rebound taken by, well, goes out of bounds, off the hands of Lutie. Alton will inbound it here with 1 minute to play in the ballgame. So the Comets are going to move into the winner's bracket. They'll play in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 6 o'clock. They'll take on the winner of the Gainesville Play-Doh game. Comets run the inbound play. Got it to Kinder on a nice cut to the bucket. And Kaysen Kinder now with 8 points in the game. It is 85-35. Alton with a lead. Comets back playing defense. And a pass in the middle by Alt, stolen by Ben Ash for Alt. Got it out to Kinder. We're down to 30 seconds to play. Comets can just hold it here. Jed Montgomery. Well, now Coons comes out on him. Montgomery gets rid of it, gives over to Brandon DeWolf. Back out to Montgomery. Jed dribbles away from the double team, takes it down to the wing. Cross-court pass goes to DeWolf. 15 seconds to go in the ball game. Now back out to Kinder on top. Kinder. Wanted to give it to Montgomery. Defense jumped out there. Now we're down to 6 seconds to go. Jed Montgomery with it. 2 seconds to play. Now to Kinder and now to the official. And that's the ball game. 85-35, your final score. The Alton Comets win it by 50 here in the first round of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.